at the teenage wedding, and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger.
Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 27.
27. You're really legal.
27 weeks. Really, we're still together. We are. I'm Brian Kluger.
I know with, every single time you feel like this might be the time we break up.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I think it's.
We're still together, guys.
We're on thin ice. Oh,
we're 6 months pregnant, so. Yeah.
Someone's going to be the Yoko of the group.
I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with
you guys.
Adam Conway.
Hey.
Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
Andrew Conway.
We're back.
And filling in for Gotti, since he's not here today, Jonathan Kimbrell from Napkin Art Studios.
What up?
And Classic Wax.
Baby, come back.
How are you doing, John?
Gotti, come back.
I'm swell, Brian. How are you?
You're swell? What do you do with your time when you're not doing a podcast with us?
I make art.
You make art.
I sell art.
Like porn?
It's a very bold statement.
It's subjective.
It's subjective.
Yes.
Okay.
Or objective.
Or objective.
So
or selective.
So
or dejected.
What are your favorite two movies of all time?
Oh shit.
Just two.
Only have two.
We're gonna mash them up in one movie. That's what we're gonna do.
Roots okay. And American History X.
No, it's Hard Day's Night meets Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
That'd be a great movie.
That would. So who plays who in that? Who does Ringo
John
play?
John Lennon plays all the parts.
John Travolta plays John Lennon.
John Lennon rapes himself.
Actually, it's Yoko Ono playing all the parts.
I could see that. Very nice. Well, it's our 27th podcast. We're all happy to be here. We're in Dallas. It is really cold today. The last 2 days have been beautiful weather.
Yeah,
today is exactly the opposite. Gwen, you just ate a bite of oatmeal and... Do you need to spit up?
it's all natural.
That's why it was free.
Facing a baby.
You can taste the dirt and bugs. That's what it is. Yeah. So it's all natural.
Chew it back, man. Chew it back.
It's good. It's gone. It's gone.
All right.
You're going to spew into this.
Yeah. All right. So as usual, we do a top three list of some sort. And this week, we're going to do the best song and or dance numbers from film. There's quite a bit. It seems like we all picked, I think, 30 or 40 choices. Uh-huh. We're going to try to narrow them down.
I have one.
You have one. So I'm going to start out.
Damn it.
I'm going to start out this time. I'm going to start out with a runner-up. It's a song and dance number. It's from the very end of Howard the Duck, where Cherry Bomb and Howard the Duck sing Howard the Duck. It's amazing. Tim Robbins is the backstage crew. I love it.
Was that in the movie?
Yeah, it was in the movie. You don't remember that?
I remember that.
That movie was a painful memory I tried to block out.
Yeah, I was like,
good old Jeffrey Jones.
How do you not like Howard the Duck? He's iconic. He's right up there with Superman, in my opinion.
Well, we're just learning all about your opinions.
Though, believe it or not, Kiss's first comic book appearance was in a Howard the Duck comic.
Nope,
that's
don't
true.
Believe it.
And so
don't believe the hype.
My other runner-up is a Fred Astaire movie called Royal Wedding, and it's the ceiling dance. And it's where he literally...
Dance in the ceiling?
Yeah, they did like... That's where, I guess, Wes Craven got his idea for Nightmare on Elm Street when they...
And where Lionel Richie got his song Dancing on the Ceiling.
Yeah. Everybody. It's a really cool dance number. And so I guess my number three... is Pee-wee's Big Adventure when he goes into the bar and does tequila.
It is
anytime I hear Tequila by the Champs, I do have to do the dance.
That's how you know it's a good
and I want to get on the bar and break glass.
You have to have the shoes, though.
Yeah, you have to have the shoes.
That's true. My number two is a song. It's Fever Dog by Almost Famous when they sing Fever Dog for the first time.
That's pretty
I really like that. And my number one is definitely Napoleon Dynamite when he dances at the end.
Oh, that's on my list.
That is my number one. Just because I remember seeing that way before it came out, and that first time I saw it, I was like, this is amazing. Jamiroquai, Canned Heat, it's just an amazing song, and he killed it. So that was, those are my ones. I have several others, but I'm not going to mention those yet. We might mention them on our Facebook, which you can subscribe to us on iTunes or the Multimedia Men, or find us on Facebook. But let's go over to Adam Conway.
Yes, a runner-up that actually isn't officially in like the movie, but in the credits, was the credit scene for Something About Mary when they're all singing Build Me a Buttercup.
That is great.
It is such That's a great, list. Great sing.
Don't you build me up. I like that one.
But yeah, that's one of the funniest parts of the movie. It's pretty good. Another runner-up I have is the music video from a little-known Hugh Grant movie called Music and Lyrics called Pop Goes My Heart.
I have not seen that.
That movie is so good.
It is so good.
Yeah.
It's a really good
for a Drew Barrymore movie.
I really thought when you said Hugh Grant, I thought you were going to do the Love Actually thing.
Yeah.
The Pointer Sisters.
I was thinking about that, but this one is such more memorable. It's such a funny song and a really hilarious music video.
Pop Goes My Heart.
So it just stuck with me. Then going into my top
three,
The 500 Days of Summer, when he sings Hall Notes, You Make My Dreams Come True.
Yes.
I mean, he does see Han Solo.
He himself is Han Solo in the reflection mirror.
Good.
And when the bluebird comes and lands on his shoulder,
yeah, that's good.
It's like, oh, that's totally a...
Zippity-doo-dah.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Zippity-doo-dah, dude.
The movie that must not be named, according to Disney. Number two is Deo from Beetlejuice.
Oh my god, I can't even believe I even think of that.
It is such a hilariously great number.
I used to like perform that.
I thought you
were going to have
it on your
list. Hey Belafonte just like went platinum five times.
But you know what that song is really called? It's not Deo.
Banana
Boat Song.
Yeah, banana boat song.
You know who co-wrote that song?
Who?
Alan Arkin.
Really? Wow,
that's cool.
Yeah.
So he's making big bucks, is what you're saying. He doesn't do any type of movies anymore.
No.
He has that Deo money.
Yeah. That is great.
And then I guess I had like a tie for my top. It's kind of like angry dancing for both. Is the scene from Breakfast Club when they're doing the little dance, as well as the Footloose Warehouse dance, where he's punching it out and dancing.
Because Texas is such a hard place to live.
You can't dancing is for
I need a hero.
Dancing
is what
he
needs. Yes. Dancing your worries away is what the 80s kind of taught us.
That was the line, dancing is forbidden, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they in the
John Lithgow said dancing is forbidden.
Said the same guy who freaked out when he saw something on the wing.
That's true. That's a good list, man.
Yeah. So those
are
very
good lists.
That's a very good list.
Let's head over to Gwen Reyes. Is everything okay?
Yeah,
The
quinoa was disgusting.
It was quinoa oatmeal?
Oh, it's quinoa. That's why.
Interesting.
So
I like quinoa.
Quit trying to invent things that are other things.
All right. So, I definitely have to
like
second
vegan
the
sausage.
500 Days of Summer. I love I think that I instantly thought of that one.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. My other ones are all... I went with girly options because, you know, girl. One of them is Bend and Snap from Legally Blonde when they're... Okay, yeah. It's totally just killed in this room.
Oh, yeah. I've totally seen that.
Yeah.
Huh?
So, in the movie Legally Blonde, she's having a bad day. Harvard Law School has been really terrible. And she goes to get her nails done. And she gets everybody in the nail salon to do the bend and snap, which is something that gets them to get attention from other people, other men and stuff. So it was very cute. So it's a very common thing that girls do, called the bend and snap. These from Center Stage, after we've gone through the whole... I know, I'm picking really dead ones, sorry. when we go through the girls are all fighting for getting Swan Lake, and then our main heroine, she goes with the rebel dancer and has to do a whole sexy dance, and Michael Jackson and Jamiroquai are involved, and she's having sex on stage, and it's very, very great.
So you went sexual with this.
I did, of course.
Sexual chocolate.
But then my number one is from Empire Records, of opening the store.
That is an awesome one.
And everybody picking their song based on Eminem colors.
It's pretty good.
we're going to have to eat you.
Not on Rex Manning Day.
But it's so funny that I actually took one of those stupid BuzzFeed quizzes that we've all been taking, and I got, like, which Empire Records character would you be? And I was Rex Manning, and I was highly offended by that.
I could see that.
I was like, fuck you! And it's like, you're dramatic and, like, things shiny. And I was like, no, I don't!
Ooh, shiny!
Yeah.
Rex Manning.
So, Empire Records. That's my favorite.
Nicely done.
Yeah, there's a bunch in that one, but I love the opening of the Sora one. And I also like Sugar High.
I like Sugar High. That's a great song. No, whatever happened to Coyote Shivers?
He was married to Liv Tyler's mom at the time.
Really?
Yeah. Buell or whatever.
Is he that old?
No. It was like a 20-year difference. And then he like became an abuser. He's an abuser. That's why he's
like Saeed.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
She had a couple.
So at the time, he was...
Exactly like that.
At the time, he was her stepdad. It's crazy.
That is interesting.
Now he's like fallen into the... he's very handsome though.
Heroin?
Yeah.
He's Coyote.
Probably heroin. All right. Probably in a ditch somewhere.
Well, let's move on to Andrew Conway, the other brother.
Well, several of mine have already been said, but I have a few others. One I just thought of off the top of my head, runner-up, is from a really bad movie called The Stupids. Called I Am My Own Grandpa. And it was pretty funny where Tom Arnold pretty much explains to his family how he is his own grandpa.
Is this the first time Tom Arnold's been mentioned on the podcast?
Probably.
In 27 weeks? But the Stupids?
My favorite childhood story.
Probably.
It just ran, like, something went and said it randomly clicked in my head, and I just remembered that. So it was just so funny at the time. Like, I am my own grandpa. And
it's like a Futurama episode.
Yeah, so that's an honorable mention. Then I have... Since a few of my tops are taken, another honorable mention, Revenge of the Nerds. The great scene at the end where, that's one of my favorite moments.
Everybody,
clap your hands.
It's so good.
The talent show.
I agree with that.
The talent show.
Yeah. Amazing. So my top three, one is from a little movie called Robin Hood and Men in Tights. Where they pretty much explain why they were.
Oh, so that one, it's not like, I said hey.
Hey!
I said hey!
Hey! No, it's a big sort of making fun of like a lot of the, you know, musicals and stuff like that. Sort of like making sure everyone didn't think that Robin Hood Men in Tights was going to be anything like Robin Hood Prince of Thieves.
Yeah.
Before that, it was pretty similar until
That's a very young Dave Chappelle in that movie. Chappelle show Jew!
Oh, sneeze. Then, let's see. My next one is from a little movie called Full Monty.
Okay, I like that.
And it's not the ending scene. My favorite scene in that whole movie was pretty much where they're all waiting at the bank, and all of a sudden a song comes on, and they all slowly start doing their routine in line at the bank, and like everyone's just sort of like staring at these five random dudes, just all of a sudden, and just like I picture like Tom Wilkinson is like my favorite part about that. That's like the one person you don't expect to be doing that. He's there doing his
that was his first movie.
His really? Dance, so, yeah. Yeah, it's...
I like that movie. I like the play.
It's pretty funny. And so now my number one, since Something About Mary and Napoleon Dynamite have been already taken by you guys, is from Gremlins 2, where the smart gremlin sings New York, New York.
Yes.
And brilliant.
I still can't listen to that song and not imagine that
scene. That scene, the gremlin.
Brilliant. I didn't know that was a real song until... Like, I got older. I always thought that it was a gremlin.
Hulk Hogan was in that movie.
That movie is genius. Let's
you gotta see that movie. But yeah, so that's my
very cool, very cool. List. All right, moving on to Jonathan Kimbrell.
Oh, man, there's too many good ones to list. I probably have about 12 honorable mentions.
Well, give us two honorable mentions.
So you just reminded me of... the great scene in Young Frankenstein where they're singing Putting on the Ritz.
That is pretty good.
It is a good one.
I won't do it for you out of fear of embarrassing myself, but and another good honorable mention I'd have to say is the scene from Animal House when they're at the toga party singing Shout.
Yes.
Otis Day and the Night. always
good. It's because he yells What does he yell? Because they all fall to the floor and start flapping like fish.
Gator!
Yeah, something good like that.
So, okay, number three on my list would have to be the Bohemian Rhapsody scene from Wayne's World.
Yes!
Which
is amazing.
Pretty much put Queen back on the map.
That is a great scene. Great scene.
Yeah. I mean,
it, every time I hear, like, I got a headbang at the when it gets.
Yeah, and they more do rock the, and roll. The drum part where always have to cross your hand over your arm. So number two, not really a song and dance scene, but the music is pretty important. Is the gutter ball scene in Big Lebowski?
No, that is. Doesn't he dance and do a thing in that? He walks down the stairs.
It's more of like a
interpretive dance.
It's an acid.
I mean, I would count like the
Showgirls,
the acid trip that's in Dumbo as a song and dance.
Absolutely,
scene.
Well, that's pretty good. But yeah, the Kenny Rogers of the first edition singing Just Dropped In. Like, the coolest I think Kenny Rogers will ever be in his life, unfortunately.
Coolest Kenny Loggins will ever be, too.
And then, number one, this has to take number one because every time I hear this song, it's kind of forever ruined. The scene in Reservoir Dogs when Michael Madsen's character is torturing the cop that's stuck in the middle of the
dancing,
by Steeler's Wheel. It's like every time I have to, like, check to see if my ear is still there when I hear that song.
That is a good list. You went dark with that.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's a good list. I can't believe nobody said the Pulp Fiction.
I thought that
scene or the Scent of a Woman scene where he dances the tango.
Oh, I can't believe didn't mention Willy Wonka at all.
Oh, like a creepy.
I thought for sure someone was gonna be Anchorman. You know, after
I had Anchorman on my list too.
I was like. Or the...
Well, if we're only given three, it's
not Monty Python's singing.
So, yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. We'll post on Facebook the clips, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, how did we forget Life of Brian? That's sad.
Or Blazing Saddles, opening scene.
There's a lot of good ones. We'll post them on Facebook. But those are... Yeah, let us know.
I thought you would have done Rocky Horror or
I had Rocky Horror Time Warp written down.
Or any song
as well as...
But those are like musicals. I thought these are just randomly.
I also had Do the Right Thing, the opening credit scene with Rosie Perez.
No thanks.
No thanks.
Anything with Whoopi Goldberg singing.
Well, Whoopi Goldberg. Sister Act is awesome.
Sister Act 2 is even better. Sister Act 2 is super good.
No, I thought you said Rube Goldberg.
Even better.
Threw me for a second.
Mr. Goldberg.
So please let us know if we missed anything or what your favorites are. Find us on Facebook.
Yep.